Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, wow. Okay, listen. I'm back. If you guys are still wanting to chat, I'm back. Whoa, that was a loaded conversation. We're recording live from a secret location. I'm back. If you guys missed it, it was really intense. I had to get my emotions together, bitch, because I was crying and I didn't want to cry no more, bitch. I was getting very, very emotional. The call-in number is 563-999-3658. So we have some individuals here that, you know, have been paying for sex. And we've had some individuals here that have been HIV positive. They've been HIV positive for a while because they've been paying for sex. Let me see if I can get Wiley on the line. But they've been paying for sex. And it's really unfortunate because the guy is from Houston. He said that he's fat and he didn't feel attractive, but he was paying for a lot of sex, and a lot of men are paying for sex. And I didn't know that was a thing. And a lot of young men are paying for sex. And this guy, he said he makes six figures a year. He's 37 years old. He lives in Houston. He's overweight. He paid for sex, and he contracted HIV because the guy was so sexy, his confidence level basically wasn't there, so he paid for sex. So that was the tea. And I've had about five callers tonight say that they've offered men money for sex. Now, I'm trying to get my co-host online, Wiley online, to see. Hold on. Hold on. Give me one second. Okay, you guys. So I'm trying to see if he's going to call back in so we can finish the conversation. But, bitch, I didn't know that they were doing that. They're paying for sex in Atlanta. They're paying for sex in Dallas. They're paying for sex in Houston. All of which everybody has caught an STD or HIV. Hello?
Yes, I'm back. How are you guys, everybody? You know, everybody,
I think that was very disrespectful of you to bash that man for being overweight and having HIV. That was wrong.
No. Can I please say this? It was not, if I bash him, I'm sorry. But we have to bring honesty into the conversation. It is not healthy being overweight. We have to be honest. See, Ahmad, if we're going to be politically correct, okay then, hey. We just gonna tell people to keep on eating unhealthy. No, he have to take some responsibility. You are responsible for your weight, so you need to take control of that. Point where I work in healthcare, I know that to be a fact. Weight, being overweight, causes hypertension, diabetes, heart attack, X, Y, and Z. So I'm not reading him because he said, I'm letting you know, okay, you're feeling sad now, but you got to get off that bed feeling sorry. Nobody's going to feel sorry for no grown man. You got to grow up, work on yourself, get some counseling, and they're going to tell you, you got to lose some weight. You got to go to that gym.
But see, you and I, both people who have contracted STIs or STDs, whatever, you should have some understanding for a person who contracts an STD. Because
yeah,
I caught an
STD. I have to understand that. Yes.
I caught an STD in a relationship, and I caught an STD outside of a relationship. And sometimes when you're in a relationship, you build that trust value, and you don't realize your spouse is cheating on you. And, girl, you catch that infection. And it happened to me.
It happened to me, too, Ahmad. But did you keep feeling sorry for yourself? Are you still feeling sorry for yourself today?
I'm not feeling sorry for myself, but, bitch, I know that that shit happened.
And then you're crying, you're weeping. I'm seeing you crying. I'm like, Ahmad, if you don't stop crying, first of all, when are we going to give him some real advice? See, we're going to sit here. We're going to cry with you. Okay, when is the real advice going to come in? What advice can you give to that young man? What do you need to tell him to help him? You cried for him, so what advice you give to him? What advice you going to give to that young man?
I told him he needs to value himself. This is a lot of things. So many of us get turned on in the gay community, and I wish there was more people on tonight because this is the real life shit. This is where y'all get me uncut. So many of us are turned on by the hot value and how fucking hot it is and to be touching another man's dick and to be touching another man's ass. And we get turned on by the kinky and the erotica of it all that we don't give a fuck. And then don't let us be a little ugly or not as attractive. We're willing to
have a cross eye, a wandering eye. Go ahead.
But we're willing to do anything for that euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing.
But you
and our community gives that.
Yes. Like, come on now. He just said big boy pride. Why don't we have no more big boy prides like we used to? Okay, so what do we glorify? We glorify the dudes with the bodies. Understandably so. You can post, go on your Instagram, Ahmad, take a picture with your shirt on, with your shirt off. Which picture is going to get the most likes? The one with your shirt off.
Right.
With your tattoos. So that's the reality. When I take my clothes off, it instantly get likes. And I don't have a body. But I got some cake. I got a lot of cake back here. And I got some good wood.
That's some bullshit.
You know what? And then I'm looking at the...
Somebody said, no, you don't. Join the live. Join the live.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something to that person. Just all I ask you, beloved, is to respond to me. Then when people respond to me, they don't like my response, but they be calling me out. I'm entertaining. I'm an entertainer. I look funny, and God made me funny looking, and he made me funny. So I use that part of my stand-up. This is why I have to embrace that, Ahmad. I have to embrace that I'm a cock-eyed motherfucker. And so by being cock-eyed, I'm unfiltered. Everybody has flaws.
So I want to ask you this. Let's talk about you and Rico Purit.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my gosh. How many times have you offered Rico Pure payment for exchange for sex?
I offered Rico Pure. We had conversation twice. That conversation, some things happened. I cannot go into details because that's disrespectful to talk about what happened because I don't want to destroy any future business with Mr. Rico Pure.
Mm-hmm.
But I have done with people in Chicago, popular people in Chicago.
Have you
seen
Rico Purit's nudes outside of my Vidster? Has he sent you anything, and have you sent him anything to a PayPal to get nude photos of him?
Yes. Yes. Him, Evil Twin, Arquez. It's a lot of people that...
Oh, so these people you... So you've even offered Arquez money?
Of course. Yes.
And what did he say?
That's up for negotiation.
So have you slept with any of them?
Nope. Yes. Have I slept with any of these people I've interviewed that was porn stars? Yes. 90%.
90%.
I'm not going to give no names. 90% of the people I have interviewed, we talk about adult entertainers, I interviewed a lot. I've slept with them. So,
but did you have to pay with it? Oh, you've had did you have to pay for the cyber sex?
Cyber sex, yes. Like that one adult entertainer said $75 for like a 30-minute jag off session via Skype. So when I tell people this is real, you got to be a businessman. And I don't think it's a shame, because if I work for what I got, what's wrong with me doing that? And then,
okay,
you know,
so when you,
Carter,
and when you
care.
Had cyber sex with Rico Purit, who was the top?
I'm not going to say that we have cyber sex. Who was the top? It was no top. It was just us jagging off.
So you showed your ass, or he showed your ass? Did he come?
Both of us came.
Okay. So he was turned on by you, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Was he high?
Money will turn you on. Huh?
Was he high?
I know I was under the influence and high.
Okay.
I don't know if he was. I don't know if he was. All I knew, I was getting my life, and he wasn't the only one. I mean, Evil Twin.
And what happened when you had cyber sex with Arquez?
I didn't have cyber sex with Arquez.
Okay.
That was something
what
else.
What about Brandon Carson from About Him?
No, Brandon Carson, no. That's nope. Nothing
but
with
you
Brandon
offer.
Carson.
Did you offer?
Only thing I offered with Brandon Carson is $500 for an exclusive sit-down interview.
Did you
and
offer PJ from Dallas anything for sex?
PJ from Dallas, I didn't know. Because what I want from PJ Morton is to book LGBT artists. Never would offer. See, sometimes, listen to this, Amon. I only offer money to people that I have fantasies with. Like, I fantasize about. Liza Milan, Christopher, J. Jacob Kahainu.
You've offered money to Jacob Kahainor?
I never offered nothing to Jacob Kahainor, but I offered money to Justin J. Yes.
To Justin J? Okay, now you're making that some bullshit. That's
no,
some bullshit.
See, you
gotta. That's some bullshit. You've never offered no money to Justin J. Justin J is ugly.
For his. You gotta get my drip. See, you missing something. You gotta pay to play. You have a platform of mine, and people will do a lot of things to get on your platform. If you play your cards right, you can charge people to get on your platform. It's a business. It is a business. Have I offered Jessica for an interview and to pay him? Yes. And that's what we're gonna.
No, I'm talking about sex. I'm talking about sex.
No, no. Why would I pay for no?
You offer Justin J money for sex.
No. I'm talking about for interview, not for sex. No.
Oh, okay.
No.
You offer Jacob Kahainor money for sex?
I have. Like what?
How much did you offer Jacob Kahainor for sex?
But that was like $100. Like $100.
And what did he say?
He told me no. It was a flat out no because it wasn't.
I have a caller on the line. Hold on, I have a caller on the line. 444-5302. You're live on the air. What's going on, caller?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I just want to say something, and this is no disrespect to the guy that's on the line right now or the young man that called earlier with the story. I feel for him, but I'm just gonna put this out there. People are under the impression that people who are willing to pay for sex are somewhat unattractive, overweight, HIV positive, or just some old hideous person. That's not the case. Well, at least with me, okay? So I'm going to say this. The reason why I have paid for it in the past is because I've ran into guys who, in my opinion, were very attractive to me. They were my type, and it was a stripper type, exotic type of dude that I really wanted to fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of hearing from the other callers that this is on some, you know, I can't desperate type, I can't find nobody type thing. That's not with everybody. Some people will pay if it's just that attraction or that type of man that they don't normally see on an everyday basis. You see what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with you're desperate or you're just overweight or you unattractive. That's not the case. Because I know some people who can pull some people, and they've confessed to me that they're paid strippers and they're paid escorts and they're paid certain porn stars they've seen. So I just want to put that out there. That
is that always, is that like a thing too? Like to pay? Like my thing is, so how old are you? What do you look like? And you live in Atlanta. So my whole thing is this: the fine boy that you paid, you live in Atlanta. You could find five of those boys, and you can't tell me that you can't, because I lived in Atlanta, where there's a bunch of fine men that probably look like the fine boy you was talking to that you could fuck for free. So why would you fuck this man?
Right.
Pay him.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's nothing
right.
but fine men in Atlanta.
In the past, I'm going to be honest. Yeah, I've been living in Atlanta.
So what are you paying for?
I have had plenty of guys that were very nice looking for free. That's not a particular person. Was a dancer at a certain club I went to that night, and I never seen him before, and he was everything that I wanted. I was feeling it, and I just stepped to him and talked to him. And it kind of, like I said,
hey,
I had to talk to him. I had to kind of get him in that mood.
Hold on. And you're 52. Hold on. And you're 52.
Oh, hell no. No, I'm not. No. I'm over 30, but not 40. I'm going to just put it like that.
So you're 35.
Okay.
No, I'm just trying to figure out. Is that the truth? Are you 35?
I'm in that area, but I'm not 40.
Are you overweight?
No, I'm not. Oh, hell no, I'm not. I go to
Are you light skin
quite
or
frequently.
Dark skin? Are you light skin or
I'm
dark skin?
I'm actually your complexion. I'm actually your complexion.
So you're brown, so you have it harder. You have it hard.
Oh, no.
No,
first of all, I'm attracted to very dark-skinned men. The guy that I paid was very, very black, okay? So, I mean, that's all preference. That's preference. That whole skin complexion thing. So, I mean, it's like I said, you're going to pay for what you like. You will. A man will, at the end of the day, will pay for what he really, really likes. And it doesn't have anything to do with his looks, is what I'm
saying.
And
he let you fuck him for $300.
Oh, I fucked him. Oh, yes.
So you must make good money, because $300 to bust a nut is a lot of money.
But it's not a lot of money to me, and I'm not going to go into finances. But I'm not
Atlanta
poor.
$300 is a lot of money for a nut.
A lot of people might think that if you really want something. Okay, so let me put this out there. If you wanted a nice pair of Gucci's, or if you wanted a nice pair of shoes, you'll pay $300, right? Okay, I wanted that nice piece of ass, so I paid that $300.
So how often do you pay $300 for a piece of ass?
But see, that was really a one-time thing. Now, I've done it before for a lot cheaper, but that was the highest amount I paid, but I've done it for lower. Because normally guys don't even want that much, but this particular person did. Just being honest, man. I mean, being honest. I'm trying to,
Was it worth it? Was it worth it?
Okay, now, I can say it was worth it. Yes, it was. Now, it wasn't something that.
Would you pay for it again?
No, I already had it. I had it actually twice. So,
So you paid $600 to fuck him twice?
Yeah, I came back for seconds to the following week, and then the week after that, he called me again, and I didn't get back with him. You know, I just, after two times, that was good.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Okay, let me bring Wiley onto the line. Okay, you guys are both on the line. Go ahead.
Let me say this, caller. I'm glad you said that, because so many people, you got to be on the track. That's not the truth. It is some sexy-ass people that's doing this. Like, people need to be honest. I'm the type of person, if you come to me and say, hey, Wiley, I'm using this example because I go through this a lot. I need to borrow $300 or $400. I know you're not going to pay the money back. So is there anything that you can give me for this? I know you're not going to pay it back. And they wind up, you know what I want, some ass. So, and then you ain't have to worry about paying me the money back. And we have it, we wind up having sex again and again when there's no money in there. But most people, have you ever paid somebody to come over and gave them gas money because they didn't have gas? Have that ever happened?
No, I've never paid for
that. That never happened. You never did that? Like,
never? No. No.
I have, wow. Okay.
I've never paid for gas.
I have sent someone an Uber because the buses did not run. I sent them an Uber.
I've never paid for sex. Now, there's been some men that are finer than me, and I'm like, damn, I wish I could fuck them. But, bitch, I can't bring myself to paying for that.
Well, send them an Uber Black. Send them a gift card. My thing is this. I would use my platform. I would use whatever it takes. I have interviewed people. I have sex with people that want to get on my show, and I had sex with them because I lied and so I get millions of people tuning in. If you want somebody sexy, you got to use by any means necessary. That's what Malcolm X said. By any means necessary, you got to do what you got to do.
That's how you end up in the Me Too movement.
Let me tell you something. Let me elaborate on that. Because people keep saying Me Too. You got to be careful with that. Because it's a lot of people that come over and then they do something. Then you want to scream, oh my gosh, he sexually assaulted me because you changed your mind. Or this person wasn't the best looking guy. Did you want to change? It's a lot of people that change their mind. So, guys, stop jumping with this Me Too. It's a lot of folks that get raped. But it's a disservice for everybody to screen rape if you've never been raped or sexually assaulted. Mm-hmm. This is why I make sure you sign a piece of paper, I'm putting it on camera, that you agree for this, and I record just in case you try to scream that you raped me. And so, everything is documented because you come in my house, you record it, and I let you know. They said, wow, you got this. I said, hell yeah, I got to protect myself. Just in case you try to lie, roll the footage because I love to pay for sex because I have a fantasy. I want to fuck for a long time. I want to fuck multiple times. I want to watch movies. I want to have some
But why can't you just try to... This is where I'm having the issue. You live in Dallas where there's nothing but a predominantly black gay male scene. And this young gentleman lives in Atlanta where, bitch, I know for sure, I've even went to after parties at houses and fucking been just sitting in the midst of an orgy with fine-ass men. In Atlanta, I feel like I would never have to pay for sex. I'm just not understanding.
No, on mine, you're right. You don't. That's the thing.
You
in
don't.
Atlanta, it's a dime a dozen. You don't have to pay.
Yes.
But
you don't.
The thing is, when you meet that one person who just got what you want,
that one person,
you just got to have it, and they might be playing hard to get, or they might be a little down on their luck and need some cash.
Come on.
You're going to pay for it. It's
just, okay,
come on.
So
yes.
Okay,
and I'm just saying, if you got it,
would you let me pay for sex? If we wanted to fuck you, I want to know, would you take a payment? If you would take a
Hell
payment,
no.
Let me see your bill.
Hell no. But see, I'm not the type of guy that's in need. See, you got to think about this. The guy
I'm not
that
in
I
need
met
either.
That night, he was in need. He was in need for some cash.
See,
and it
so
was
he
a
was
very
vulnerable,
strange.
And you took advantage of him because he
I
needed
mean,
some money.
I might have did. But on, I really God. Wanted a piece of that ass, and I wanted it. I'm sorry. It might have. First of all, he was in town in Atlanta stripping for pride. This is how this all happened, okay?
Mm.
And it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something, Ahmad. When people are in need, they will do desperate things. Yes.
My favorite stripper on the planet is Sookie Lee that lives in Dallas. And I would never pay him for sex.
I would pay. I will text.
But that is my favorite. Like, he does the fucking everything about that man. Sookie,
I would pay.
Just turns me up. But I could not imagine paying for him.
But let me tell you something, Ahmad. It's celebrities that do that. Why are we giving these celebrities a pass? And then we say we pay for as regular working class. You read us. Are we reading the celebrities that's doing it from all over? Point them out. That pay for escorts. It's some sexy celebrities that pay for escorts. So are we going to read them too?
We don't know who they are.
Like, okay, it's just go down the line of people that's been caught up, these politicians that get caught up in scandals. The list goes down the line. I mean, the most powerful people pay for escorts. This is why the escort business is a multi. But you won't do that, Ahmad. You've never been in a desperate place. Have you ever been homeless, had nowhere to go?
Yes. I was that in Atlanta.
And you never paid. You never had to sleep with nobody. You never had to cuddle with nobody. You never had to do that. So that was you blessed.
No,
you blessed.
I never.
But it's a lot of your listeners. It's some people
okay.
that I know personally
okay, well,
on this live feed that we done stuff. So, again, and I'm about to start naming some people because these folks, I'm going to name some folks and I'm going to embarrass you. So I advise you, some of your people that's on here, y'all need to stop because I'm going to put your business out on Front Street. Then I'm going to leak the pictures. Point blank, period. And then somebody said, listen to this. Celebrities, the coin is bigger, and they usually make sure you're all the way good. So how is it when celebrities do it, we give them a pass and we read us? We need to stop doing that. We need to stop talking about I would never. Come on, Mr. Brown, it looked like you paid. You need. Let me stop. Come on.
Well, somebody tell Sookie Lee that he's my favorite stripper, bitch, and I will do everything.
And tell Montel Cook.
I love everything about him.
But, girl,
I cannot give
show.
I would not pay him to have sex with him. I just couldn't do it. But I love everything about his body. I love everything about his show. Like, girl, I love Sookie. But, bitch, I could not
now,
pay him for sex.
I mean, let me tell you this. I'm the type of person where I know I'm not the best attracted, sexy person in
and
the world.
I'm not
I know
the most
this.
Sexy person either.
But it's I want the most sexy, attractive people. I go beyond.
So you're going to have to pay for it.
Of course. I will have to pay for it, and like the other callers, they pay for it too. And it's some sexy people. I can give you a list of folks that I know personally that look good here in Dallas, pay for some sex. Come on, baby. This is the dirty South. People do some dirty things here. I'm going to say this. I ain't going to say no names. It's some Dallas leaders, powerful leaders, use their money, their resources to have sex with these young boys. So, again, prove me wrong. So, it's people that's using their resources to get folks to have sex. You think people are not doing that in mind? Like, come on, you got to be naive if you don't believe that. You gotta be naive.
The calling number is 563-999-3658. If you want to call in and talk,
but I
go
also
ahead.
Want to say this because I got this recorded. I mean, I'm gonna re-put it on my YouTube. But I want to say this because somebody said, you know, Wiley, you need to stop because you're gonna get HIV and die one day. I said this. Let me say this. If I contract HIV, I will still live a long, healthy life because it is medication. It is resources on the table to help you. It is some people that live a more healthy life than me, and they are positive because the medication for people that's HIV, they got stuff that can really protect your immune system. It's hard for you to get a cold if you're on that HIV med. So, again, stop with all that ignorance. I try to use condoms of mine, but sometimes I don't like using it because it don't feel right. I like having raw sex. I like it dirty. I like
that
it
being
nasty.
Wiley, we might have to – hold on. We're going to finish this tomorrow. I'm going to create a poll in the morning so we can get a lot of people more engaged. Make sure you guys catch us. Oh, we got another call. Hold on.
I know they're going to call in.
0376. You're live on the air.
Yeah, I'm back, Armand, and this is the point that I was trying to make earlier. Now, you just had someone on the line that mentioned that they record to make certain that they're not accused after the fact of doing anything inappropriate or doing anything without someone's consent. Texas is a sodomy state. So now you want us to believe that your preliminary discussions are recorded. Your preliminary discussions are recorded. There's evidence to prosecute you. You're not even – this is not – Armand, this is not believable. It's not believable.
Again, sir, again, let me tell you something, sir. Show me the last case that they prosecute somebody for doing sodomy. You got to prove it, baby.
Okay. I have a question. Is Texas a state that prosecutes for sodomy?
No. I live in multiple states. You don't know where I stay. I have multiple
states. All right.
States.
Okay, Armand, I'm done. I'm done, Armand.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
done.
Because when you try to get over here trying to be a prosecutor, you pay for sex, you're guilty too. Girl, bye.
I'm trying to be like you.
You pay for sex your damn self.
You just told everyone that you record to make certain that after the fact, people don't accuse you of something that's inappropriate. You also told everyone that you live in the state of Texas, which prosecutes for acts of sodomy. What's your point, sir? And you a black man that possibly don't have no neck.
You a black man that don't have no neck and you obese.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. Is Texas the state that prosecutes for sodomy?
No. No.
Oh, my God. Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. I do believe Texas is the state that prosecutes for sodomy.
But my point is this, Amai. Let me tell y'all this. It's illegal. Y'all are so afraid here. You think I give a damn about being prosecuted? But you have to prove that. Being prosecuted, it's a lot of things.
You're recording it.
You're recording. Did you see the recording, sir? Did you see it?
Oh, my God.
Did you see the recording? Yes or no?
Your mouth said the word.
Oh, girl,
I recorded.
And your mouth.
To make
certain. Your mouth. Okay. Well, girl. Say what you want to say, get the prosecutors, and you will fail.
It's illegal not telling people that you're HIV positive and you up there giving people HIV.
Actually, in the state of California, it's not illegal anymore. I mean, well, they're lowering the sentencing. They're changing it from a felony to a misdemeanor for HIV positive.
Uh-oh.
So you don't have to tell people. Being HIV positive and not disclosing your HIV status in the state of California is no longer a felony, which I don't agree.
What about the state of Texas?
I don't live in Texas, so I don't know. I live in California.
Oh, okay. See, somebody said.
But in the state of California, they've changed it to a misdemeanor and not a felony, which I don't agree with, but that's a whole other conversation.
I don't agree. You listen to this. I don't agree with it either. It shouldn't be illegal at all. What should be legal? You should be able to take a blood test. Everybody should take mandatory blood tests. You should be able to see it on the internet. If you can see sex offenders on the internet, I should be able to see what's in your blood. Point blank, period. Period. We should be able to see that. And then people are saying it's a red state. Y'all believe anything Wiley say? You know, Keontae Washington, all y'all girls, sit down somewhere. This is entertainment. This is the entertainment business. That's a problem with a lot of you black folks. Y'all are poor because y'all listen to everything and y'all take it as being factual. I'm an entertainer. I do it for the gags, for the laughs, for the reason. That's it. At the end of the day, I'm all about that. Protect yourself. The law does not belong in the bedroom. Make better decisions. You are so right. I am an entertainer.
Thank you, caller. All right. Well, this was nice.
Give one more caller. You know what? Danny Bond. Danny, can you please call in? Danny, call in. I don't want Keontae calling.
Might take
in
one more
caller
for the end of the night. 563-999-3658. We will take one more caller, and if not, I'm going to take a poll tomorrow, and we will be back live to finish the conversation with more people.
And you know what, Ahmad? This conversation needs to be had. I'm going to repost it, and I'm screen recording because it's a great conversation. I was just talking with somebody today, and I was talking to my sister, and I was asking, I was like, do you recharge? She said, yeah, I charge a nigga to have sex with me. Like, I've done that. Like, I'm like, I know this is not so far-fetched in the heterosexual world, because they do that a lot. You know, niggas will be paying girls and all that. So this is not far-fetched. And these are some sexy people. So, again, we got to stop with the reading. If I'm telling you that I'm man enough to pay for some sex, just take it as it is. If you don't like it, then leave it alone. Leave it alone. Yeah, I got many sisters. And then people probably going to try to call my blood sisters. I have many sisters and brothers out here. Okay. I call my brother and my sister. And Fly Young Red, I don't fuck with you anymore, Fly Young Red. You will never go anywhere in your career. I want to have that for the record. Your career will not go anywhere.
Listen. We're not doing that. Okay, caller 972, area code 4879. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, Ahmad?
Hey,
so
how are you?
Marquise asked me to call in. I'm awesome. So my conversation piece, I've never had to pay for sex, but my thing is,
Caller. What do you look like? What is your age and what's your height and weight?
I'm 33 years old. I'm 5'9". I weigh 219 pounds. I'm dark skinned. You can go on my Facebook page. You can catch me on YouTube, Leo 007. I've had multiple conversations with Marquise. They were very deep conversations, and I really enjoyed the conversations that we had. On a friendship level or doing business together, I guess, like mixing the both of our platforms.
But are you attracted to him? Was there any sex involved?
No, but he did mention that he liked me or that he thought I was attractive. He wanted to mess with me or something on that level.
Let me pull you up while you're doing this right now. Let me look at your Facebook page. What's your name on Facebook?
Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, last name Bond, B-O-N-D. So we've had multiple conversations. Really cool guy. But I will say tonight, I think I watched y'all videos before, and I will say tonight, listening to his spiel, I disagree with a lot of the things that he says. First, I disagree with him bashing the guy for being large. I disagree with him talking about his positive status in such a negative way, because there's a lot of stigma behind somebody being positive. And to add to, I've been positive for 15 years.
Okay.
So finding out when I just found out that I was positive 15 years ago, I'm in a better place now than I was then. So this guy just recently finding out that he's positive, you can't just go at somebody who just found out and attack them for something that you don't know anything about, unless you're
hold
in
on,
that
now,
position.
Hold on, now hold that thought. Now, Wiley, hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Like I said.
You would have slept with Danny Raw. And
yes.
You could have possibly became positive.
Because I don't use condoms.
Because at the same time,
but Danny.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
So you're positive and you don't use condoms. Now,
I
how does
not
that
use
work?
Use condoms.
So you require
since 2003,
me that you
I've been positive.
Use a condom?
It's not a requirement. But I've never been asked to put a condom on. And all of my years, I've never dated a positive person except for 2 years ago. That was my first positive relationship. But anybody that I've ever interacted with, come in contact with, I've never used a condom. They've always known my status first and foremost. Like all of my social medias have my positive status on it. So you're going to know what that is before we interact. And then before we get into
so are you on are they on prep? Are you on like wait like are you undetected?
Before prep even came about. No, I'm
so
not.
So you're willingly giving out HIV.
No,
oh, no.
I'm
no.
not a I'm a slow progressor. I'm not willingly giving out HIV, but the one thing that you have to understand is that we're all adults. When
yes.
you get in, when you get involved with somebody, even if you know or do not know their status, once you come in contact with somebody on a sexual level, you have to assume all responsibilities for whatever it is could happen after the fact. Now, the
but
thing
you
is
knowing that you're
H,
hold on.
Yes.
Now, cause that's some bullshit. Because you knowing that you're HIV positive and you know that, so you're like, well, girl, I'm HIV positive, but you might be negative, but I'm going to sleep with you anyway. And, like, you don't even care about reinfection. It's not about just giving somebody else HIV. It's the reinfection.
No.
So have you been you been reinfected with HIV?
I'm a slow progressor. So I have been positive for 15 years. I have never been.
But
on
how
medication.
Many times
I'm
have
just
you
now.
Positive?
I've never been infected a second time. So I only have one strand, and the one strand that I have is the same strand that I had back in 2003. I've never been on medication, and I'm a slow progressor.
So you're
so
gonna
I'm
tell me you've been
life.
Having raw sex for 15, 10 years, and you've only had one strand of HIV? Oh, girl.
Hold
now
on.
You're trying.
No.
You're trying to
stand on I have paperwork. So
come on.
What you can do, I can send you any type of documentation you need. You can come with me to the doctors if you would like to. But I only have one strand. What I think in your mind, you're thinking that I have a lot of sex. I don't have a lot of sex. Like, I haven't had sex since 2 years ago. I don't have a lot of sex. That's not what I do. I don't just go out and see somebody that I think is cute, and then I just go and fuck them. That's not how that goes down. Generally, I have sex when I'm in a relationship, or at least once a year for about 1 week, I have sex for a whole week. Sometimes it's oral sex. Sometimes I do fuck. But I'm not just out here just having sex like that. That's not how that goes down. But I am a slow progressor, and I have been positive for 15 years, and I'm not on medication, and I have only had one strand of HIV. That's the truth. What I do not do is lie. So anything that you get from any the information that you get from me is going to be the truth.
And you know what? Is I'm on?
Yeah, but that's the fool.
Is this thing?
That's the fool.
Let me say this. You know what? And I was still, somebody said, well, why would you still have sex with Danny? Hell yeah. Again, people, it's up to you to protect your body. You got to understand.
Bro, you sound stupid too. You sound stupid too.
Yes.
So you got to have sex with him, raw sex, knowing that this man have HIV, ain't on no medication, and you ain't on no medication, and you going to fuck him.
Yes.
With no condom.
Yes.
So what is the position, though?
You're stupid.
Because this is what you have to understand. There's a position.
This is stupid.
So people who are on the bottom who get fucked by somebody who is HIV positive are more susceptible to becoming positive versus somebody who is
positive. So are you a bottom or are you a top?
No,
let's get some simple math. Are you a top or a bottom? Would you let Wiley fuck you or would you fuck Wiley?
Wiley's not doing anything with me.
Exactly.
But if it was going to happen, what would you let happen? Are you a top or a bottom?
If I was going to have... I said I'm versatile.
What does that mean, girl? Will you get fucked or not?
Versatile is that you go both ways. You fuck or get fucked. That's what versatile means.
Come on. I know you know what verse is.
So basically, so that means you either going to give somebody or you might not. You might or you might not. Either it might be a bitch
today. Not.
That's the fucking fool, bitch.
And let me say
it might be your lucky day, it might not.
That's a fucking fool, bitch.
But
that's a motherfucking fool, bitch.
Even though, hold on. Because
I would be the bitch like you.
Because what you have to understand is, what you have to understand, and this is where the education comes in. People have oral sex and don't use
it. You can't educate me, bitch, about having sex when you know you have HIV.
People have oral sex and do not use a condom. People have oral sex and don't use a condom.
Come
people
on.
Then just because you put a condom on after oral sex does not mean you're not going to get anything.
Hold
so either you're
going to
use a condom all the way, you're going to use a finger cock when you finger somebody, or you're going to use a
bitch.
Dental dam when you use somebody's ass, or you're not going to do any of it all. So either you're going to go 100% or you're going to go zero. You can't go 50 and still think that your chances are going to be zero.
That's some bullshit.
No.
Yes, the fuck you can. That's that bullshit.
No.
Just,
if I
suck your dick, I do not have to let you fuck me raw. If I don't use a condom when I suck your dick, does not mean I have to let you fuck me raw. That's a stupid ass bitch. So any bitch believe
but
in that
just
bullshit,
because, hold on.
You're telling
just
them
because,
it's stupid.
You don't have to. No, I didn't say you had to. I said either you're going to go all the way. If you're going to give somebody head who is positive, and if you're one to swallow nuts on somebody who is positive, you may as well have just not used the condom when you let them fuck you or whatever the case
Come
is
on.
If you do it with them multiple times. Because
girl,
your chances are still slim.
That's some motherfucking
not
bullshit.
I'm sorry you feel that way, but this is the truth.
Let me mute Wiley because, bitch, we going to have to motherfucking talk. Bitch, let me tell you something. Now, first of all, let me say this. I respect your conversation. I respect your honesty because it's making for a good conversation. But, bitch, I don't agree with nothing the fuck that you're saying. I don't agree with shit you're saying. You're going to tell me there's a 50-50 chance because I know the rules of the game. I could have been infected with HIV. I met a man off of VGC back when. The man told me he had nothing. I let the man come over. I let him fuck me, okay? Because he was going to, the only thing that saved me was the fact that this man did not pre-cum. So I didn't get infected with the virus. But then I found out later on, if you get fucked, if you're a bottom, bottoms are more likely to contract the virus than tops. So you're telling me you're versatile. So that's not telling me anything when I asked you, are you going to let Wiley fuck you or not? You're saying you're versatile. So my point is, you know, and bitch, you got to keep it 100. You know that you're giving people HIV. You're not on any medication. So you know when you fuck them, you're giving them HIV. You know that. Don't act like you don't know that.
Listen.
You know that. You know that. You know fucking that, bitch.
But
okay.
I have never infected
you know
anybody
that
I have come
you
in contact with.
You know that. You fucking know that, bitch.
I understand what you're saying.
That's bullshit.
If
you
I'm fucking
know that
and I'm positive and we're not using protection, then yes.
You know
then
you're giving
them
fucking
becoming
HIV,
infected,
bitch.
The chances of them becoming infected are greater because I am positive and I am the top. That's true. I understand.
You don't care.
But,
and that you don't
but
give a fuck.
Like I said, you have to accept responsibility for your position in it. I never said I was having sex with you because you don't feel that I should have sex with you without a condom or I should have sex with you, period, and I'm positive. What I'm saying is I've met people and I've been positive, told them, and it was...
And you're not taking any fucking medicine because
well, I haven't had sex in, I haven't had sex in 2 years, so I'm good in that area. And the next time that I do decide to have sex, I probably am going to use a condom. I mean, I'm getting old, about to be 34 years old, so it's time to become more responsible with myself.
Let's be clear. It's not just about you affecting someone else. It's the fact that somebody could be reinfecting you. That's what I'm saying.
That's very true. That is very true. But by the grace of God, I'm still here. I'm still healthy without medication. But I'm going on medication as of tomorrow because I have my appointment at my doctor's office to get my medicine because I am getting older and I do want to be here a lot longer. So I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to take care of everybody else, and we're going to be good. I don't agree with everything Marquis said, as I see you don't agree with everything that I said, but...
Well, I don't agree with everything you said because I don't feel like you're taking necessary precautions for yourself and other people because you got to understand, it's not just about me or somebody you sleep with. That the fact that the HIV strand multiplies, and if you get reinfected, then you're going to have to start all over from the beginning. And you're more valuable than that. That's what I'm mainly saying. You're... Fuck the other person, because if they let you fuck them, they're understanding the risk. But my thing is, you've already been through the clinic. You've already got bad news. Why would you want to be reinfected? That's what I'm really saying.
So they have Stribild. Stribild was before Genvoya. Now they have a new medication called Biktarvy. So Biktarvy is out now. Biktarvy will be the next medication, and that's the medication. Well, I'll be on Genvoya first. And then I'll switch over to Biktarvy, which is a newer medication that they have. But medicine is fine with me. I go to my doctor's appointments every few months, and I get my results. All of my results have always come back good, have always come back healthy, and I've never had issues. My numbers have never changed from 2003 up until now. My numbers have always been the same. And my
so what are your numbers now?
The millions.
They change. Your numbers change. Your numbers change.
No.
Because you said up until now.
My number, no. What I'm saying is up until now, as of my last visit, my numbers are still the same. So what
okay.
her goal is to get me to the undetectable status. Because her thing is, without taking
you're not
medication,
gonna get
I can live for the next.
Take your medicine. You gotta take
right.
medicine.
So she said that without medicine, I can live for 20 years. With medicine, I can live 20 plus years. But the thing that would kill me is the infections that come along with the virus, which is what would kill me. So that's the reason why I'm going to get on medication. And my thing is to protect everybody. So that's I haven't had sex in the last 2 years. You know what I'm saying? My hand is my friend. It's going to be my friend until I decide to have sex. That's how we keeping it. Because I want to keep myself healthy. I want to keep everybody else healthy. That's how it is. This is where we are.
But you have to assume
responsibility. When I became infected, it was my very first boyfriend. He was positive. He didn't tell me he was positive. That's how I got it. But my thing is, when I found out I was positive, the day I found out, my case manager said, you have to accept responsibility for where you are. Because it's not only his fault. You made the choice not to use protection. That was real talk, and that's what I needed. And from that point on, I moved forward, and I said, yeah, it's my fault too. Accept responsibility. And that's probably the only thing that I do agree with Marquise on is that you cannot always pamper everybody. You want to feel sorry for them, but you have to tell them, like, bitch, look, you knew better. You knew when this thing went down that you should have used a condom.
Yeah, but what I'm saying to you is, you know you're HIV positive. Why would you want to put somebody else through that? And why would you want to risk reinfection of yourself if they only telling you you're not even on medicine? 20 years is not a lot of time. You're only 30-something, so you want to die at 50?
I don't want to live to 90, but yeah, I get your point.
Okay, girl.
I understand your point. It's very valid. You have a very valid point.
You think 50
but where
is
we
old?
Were is not where we are. I didn't say 50 was old. Listen, before
like
I did, let me tell you something. Before I have, there were five of my friends. There's only one living now. Everybody died before the age of 33. The only reason why I'm getting on medication now is because I didn't even think I was going to live to 33. I thought I was going to die before then. One of my best friends called me one year. In January, the same year that he died, and he said, I'm tired. He said, this is going to be my year. And I was like, what are you talking about? He said, I can't do it anymore. And that same year, he died. He died in August. So I didn't think I was going to live to 33. And when I had that aha moment, which is 2018, this year, January is when I decided, hey, I want to live better. I was basically just out here living to die, basically. I was living because
so
I didn't have anything
happy.
Else to do. I was just waiting to die because I
right.
knew my time was coming. It was getting close. But now
right.
that
but
I understand,
me,
this does not have to be.
Which is the reason why you didn't want to use condoms because you wanted other people to feel the way that you felt. Because you didn't give a fuck about yourself, so how could you care about somebody else? That's why
you were doing it. Not so much.
Yes,
not so much. This is my reasoning behind it. My reasoning, this is what my mental thought process was. If I have sex with you and you know that I'm positive and you're cool with it, then it's on you. That's the mentality I've always had.
I never accept
the responsibility that, hey, you play a role in this as well if I do become positive. My role that I felt that I played in it was I did my part. I told you my status. The rest is on you. That's how I always looked at it. But getting older, growing older, I'm finding that it's two sides. Just because that person is negligent in their thoughts, you don't have to be negligent in yours.
Right. Hold on, Danny. Let me take another caller. 858 area code 4311. You're live on the air.
Hey. Okay, so I'm listening to this, and I understand what he is saying as far as you have to take responsibility, but that is some bullshit. At the end of the day, we are all grown, and I've been around, like, I even if it's just like a STD or something, and they'll feel like they're not going to tell you, even when you ask them. So I understand, you know, I can respect the fact that he's telling these men that he does have HIV and all of that, but that's some bullshit. I can't see. I want to know what's going through those people's heads that he's having unprotected sex with, because why would you ever have unprotected sex with somebody that you know that is carrying the virus? That just doesn't make any sense to me.
That just doesn't make any fucking sense.
Like, I want to know what's going on in their mental, or
because
like,
he's not
I know
telling
that they have
that.
People. That's all I could think, because I'm like, if you're telling people, I can't see nobody. I do know that there's some people that are crazy like that, that purposely try to have sex with people who are infected so that they can get infected. But there's no way in hell that I would sit here and meet a man right now and he would say, yeah, I'm HIV positive, I have AIDS. And I'm going to be like, yeah, come on, let's do it unprotected. Like, yeah, the fuck right. It's just, like, that just doesn't make any sense. That's like somebody saying that they got gonorrhea. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm still going to have sex with you, knowing that you have something. Like, that's fucking sick. So I'm trying to figure out what's going through in the people's head. You know, I love Wiley, but I can't believe that he said he would still have unprotected sex with him.
He wouldn't do that shit.
Why?
Unless Wiley was already HIV positive.
No, I don't think Wiley really would have sex with me and not and knowing that I'm positive. I think he'd do a lot of things for like.
I got a question.
But one thing that I do, I promise you, what I do is, and any of my friends can vouch for me, is I always disclose my status. I've disclosed my status since the day I found out I was positive, and I still continue to disclose my status. All of my social medias have my status on it.
What are these men's reactions? What are these men's reaction when you tell them that? They just say, okay?
It's always, I mean, generally it's, okay, hey, I'm positive. So basically it's, okay, what else? That's the next question. Okay, what else? There's only been probably, I would say, one time that I was turned down by somebody for my status. But, and then there was a time that I had some sex with somebody and I put a condom on and then they told me to take the condom off. So, I mean, maybe it's just a thing of, hey, I just need this quick nut. So you don't really focus on everything that's really going on the outside around you, but it's, I guess, maybe more so I just need the nut. Like, you already did, so whatever.
It's not that serious.
It's never
that
fucking serious.
Sex ain't even that fucking good for me to just be like, oh, I need it that bad. Like, it's too many dicks to hop on. To just be, I don't understand it. Like, I personally had a family friend that passed away last year, and he was an older man, and he was undetectable, and a family friend, and you know, he was undetectable, but that, like, regardless, even when you're undetectable, like, that shit will get to you. Like, you getting sick all the time, you catching pneumonia, all different types of other stuff. You may not, just because you have that virus and other things are attacking your immune system. Like, that stuff is not okay. And, you know, I understand that you're saying you have a you know, a slow strand and things like that, you know, but it's still crazy. Like, my mother was married to somebody for years that had HIV from drug use. And they was together for years, never had sex or anything like that, but they was together for years. And when he did get sick and he went into that hospital, he didn't necessarily die from that, but that made it easier for him to die from what else was going on.
Yeah,
you
because
know,
when
and,
you die,
and,
they
and,
always
and,
say it's AIDS-related complications. That's what you
right,
die from. You don't die from the virus, but the complications.
Because you could have possibly survived if you didn't have that. And I just,
right.
like, you know, I understand where you're coming from with the, it's your responsibility. It's the other person's responsibility after you disclose whatever it is. But you should not, like, don't do that to nobody, whether they say that it's okay or not. Care about somebody enough to not put them in that type of situation at all, you know, because, you know, just because you have that virus on you're not supposed to live or not, you know, have sex, you know, you're going to live. And, you know, you have a lot of years to live. But like,
okay, let's take some more callers. Hold on. Hold on. We have some more callers. Hold on, my love. I'll keep you on if you want to talk. Hold on. We just got some more callers. Okay. 973-4339. You're live on the air.
What's going on, Armand?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Make
yo, my name is Jay.
Go ahead.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Every time this fucking subject comes up, this fucking boils my blood because these brothers makes our community look so bad, so reckless, so uncompassionate to other people. Because how dare you? We understand the whole fact that as grown people, we have to take responsibility of our own actions. We understand that. We understand that, and I'm tired of the motherfuckers beating us in the head with it. What they should beat themselves in the head with is, why would you dare, knowing that you're HIV positive, undetectable or not, have sex with someone unprotected? That's being so selfish. That's being reckless. You know, what happens to, you know, a man saying, yo, you look, bruh, I'm HIV positive. There's no way I'm going to have sex with you without protection, whether you want to do it or not. That's what a real man does. These motherfuckers out here has families. For instance, I was in a relationship with a dude for 6 years. I've never, ever had unprotected sex a day in my life. Never, ever. Once I got in a lifestyle, I never had unprotected sex a day in my life. However, during the 6 years that I was with this dude, I felt something wrong because people were telling me things. And I asked, could he go get tested? Could we go to the doctor together? We went to the doctor together. I was negative. His came back positive. I continued to stay with him. I never had sex with him again after that day with protection. And I never had sex with him after that day, although I stayed with him because I just couldn't see myself doing it like that. I couldn't see myself putting myself in jeopardy because a condom is not always 100%. It's not always 100%. You know, nothing is 100%.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand exactly what you're saying. I agree with you 100%. There's no way in hell, if I know that I'm HIV positive, I'm going to go fuck this person that may or may not be HIV positive, because nothing good is going to come out of that. Either they're going to become HIV, but let's be very clear here. Either they're going to become HIV positive, or I'm going to get reinfected, or, bitch, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, all that shit still exists. What the
Absolutely.
Fuck?
Absolutely. It's like they're being reckless.
Let me get another caller on the line. 347-7412. You're on the line.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, yeah. I'm calling because I'm listening to this story, and it's just like really erroneous. It's crazy how this man is willingly passing this stuff on to people. Like, you are writing other people's death wish. You are taking their life from them. You are taking their opportunity to prosper, to live. Like, what kind of craziness is this man really on? Like, he really needs 911 called on him, because that's so serious to where the person can be sent to jail for a long time for doing something crazy like that. Like, that's just outrageous. I don't get it. And then he's trying to justify his means of doing what he's doing. Like, how can you justify any of that? Like, you are really taking lives. Like, come on. This is what makes the community look so bad. This is what makes us as a minority.
I have him on the line. I have him on the line, so you can ask him yourself.
Yeah, like, sir, like, honestly speaking, like, I'm not going to go back and forth or argue with you, because honestly speaking, I really detest everything that you had just said, and it really makes me sick to my stomach, because people like you are the type of people that make it bad for those out in the street. It makes it more hard for those who are negative. I'm not knocking the fact that you're positive, you know, and you're speaking your truth and your testimony or whatever so be it, but how you're going about doing it, it's so wrong. You are making it very hard for those who are not positive to have a prosperous relationship and be out there and, you know, do what they do or whatever so be it. Now, I'm not saying that people should go out there and just randomly have sex with everybody. That's their thing. But people need to wrap it up. There's too much stuff going on. Right now, I'm a licensed practitioner nurse. I'm an LPN. And every day, I tell people every day, you have to use condoms no matter what. You always have to think as your sex partner is a potential carrier, period, no matter what. It doesn't have to be HIV or AIDS. It can be any sexually transmitted disease. You have to protect yourself. But as you, as a human being, I really detest everything that you have said about your whole situation. That is not right. That was so fucked up, like so fucked up,
so,
honestly speaking.
Everything that you just said, so I do apologize if you feel some type of way by anything that it is that I've stated.
Of course.
But what I've stated is the truth. Yes. Okay, so number one, as you said, first, you want me to accept responsibility for, I guess, my actions.
Of course,
actions.
You have to. You have to accept 100% responsibility for what you're doing.
Now I accept responsibility for my actions. So what is the other person accepting?
No, their ignorance is in the fact of allowing themselves to be manipulated by you. I consider it manipulation you as the carrier know what position you're in. And by you being versed, top, bottom, it doesn't matter. That stuff is transmittable and anybody can catch it. No matter what.
So just
through
because
pre-cum,
I'm
through
the carrier.
But listen. Like I said, before we started talking, I'm not going
to
go back and forth with you about your situation.
I'm
just giving
you
my honest opinion on the matter. And
listen,
honestly speaking, like the whole thing was already.
To have because there are people who really don't understand. They may not understand my part.
But we're trying to gather, but listen, you can't sit there and blow piss on my head and call it rain when you're coming with this erroneous story.
Listen.
Like, you had HIV for 15 years and you wasn't on medication.
Hold on. Let's bring somebody else on for a second, you guys. Thank you, John. I'm going to leave you on. Stay on the line.
Okay.
Stay on the line, baby. 804-549.
What's good?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, Elmon? This is what I got to say about this shit, and I'm going to leave it at that. See, this is the thing. All these goddamn nasty-ass fucking faggots willing-knowingly passing this shit off, and it's like, y'all niggas know what y'all doing. Y'all niggas out here selling contaminated dick, posting ass with that shit, giving that shit to niggas because you made a motherfucking mistake. No, I'm not insensitive to the fact, goddamn. I had a best friend over 20 years. Goddamn, I'm 30. That nigga was willing, knowingly giving that shit to fucking innocent people. And I told him about it. So that nigga felt some type of way. That shit is nasty. And I don't give a fuck how nobody feels. Goddamn, y'all already know. Y'all see the name. Y'all heard the number. I ain't trying to promote myself on nobody else's platform. Y'all niggas need it. Not locked up, because I'm not a police-ass nigga. Y'all niggas need to get to beat the fuck up, because y'all fucked up y'all life. So y'all want to goddamn fuck up somebody else's life, and that's how the fuck it is. Y'all niggas need to get out y'all motherfucking feelings. Nobody put y'all in that predicament. Y'all was fucking careless. Y'all was fucking reckless, and that's how it is. I'm not insensitive towards the motherfucking situation. I goddamn promote prep all in the fucking community, pass all fucking college. But what y'all fail to realize is nobody put y'all in this predicament for y'all motherfucking self. So if y'all willing and knowing and giving up that contaminated dick, y'all niggas need to get the beat the fuck up. And that's how the fuck it is.
Okay,
so nobody
put y'all
in I hear what he's saying.
Nobody put you in that fucking predicament.
So basically what you're saying is,
it's niggas that feel guilty. Like, if the shoe fit, wear it. If it don't, shut the fuck up. Like,
but you know what, sir?
Well,
can I say something?
So,
can I say something? You sound so aggressive with these derogatory terms. So how can I believe you?
No, he actually
those
no.
Derogatory
he should.
Terms?
He should.
Look.
But he should.
This wildly, right?
No, I want to say something. Yes, it's wild. Let me say something.
Okay,
Danny
well,
did not
Wiley,
say. Hold
you,
on, let me tell you,
you
something.
You were chasing
Atlanta. Danny did not say he passed out.
Hold on, Wiley. You got to let him talk because he has a point.
I said, you follow
yes.
Chasing Atlanta, Wiley, act guy, who the fuck is Rashad L. Johnson. He could tell you, I always been like this. Because niggas are fucking reckless. Y'all niggas are willing, fucking endangering people's lives. Nobody puts you in that fucking predicament but your motherfucking careless mistake. So if y'all niggas out here fucking wrong, posting ass wrong, giving all up this contaminated ass and dick, y'all niggas need to be get beat the fuck up. And that's just how
no,
it fucking
sir.
Is.
No,
okay,
no,
hold on. So listen, hold on. Hold on, listen. So what you just said was, we're out here giving up contaminated dick and having sex. Nobody put you in this predicament. So my thing
but
is
your
to you,
yourself.
Hold on, but listen, listen. My thing is to you is flip that around to the negative person because remember before we became positive,
look, let me
we
tell
were
you
all negative.
Let me
nobody
tell you
put
anybody me and my nigga been together.
In
me and
that
my nigga
position,
been together five
correct?
Motherfucking years. We've been together 5 years and not one day how we never fucking use protection. How we not
okay.
use fucking protection. Because I just don't, I think highly of myself, I got fucking self-control, and I'm motherfucking strong-minded. I won't play myself like that. I don't take nobody's word. Yeah, we got tested. We both good. But some mistakes you just don't motherfucking make. Because a bitch could be taking black seed or not even prep. Because black seed or you could be under fucking detected. I won't make that fucking
but Rashad,
I don't give
but
a
Rashad,
fuck how much
of first of all, let's get this out the way. So let's be clear. Because you pass out condoms and you distribute condoms in literature and you understand the virus and
most,
how those
most
the strands and everything.
Definitely.
Okay,
would
so
a nigga
yes.
Go,
so let's be clear for the people who are listening to you. Hold on, let's be clear for people listening to you.
Say for 15 years now, motherfucking viral load is not
listen.
Motherfucking
okay,
load.
Hold on, hold on.
Load.
We're gonna mute you. Oh, okay. We gotta take
my
some more
viral
callers.
Load.
Hold on. We're gonna take some more callers real quick. Oh, bitch, this is good. We're going to have to continue this conversation tomorrow because the callers keep coming in. 973-4339. You're live on the air. I can't take it. 973-4339. I'm hanging up.
Wally. Is Wally
hello,
on?
You're here. Yeah, he can hear you.
So Wally, you're the one that said you would have sex with someone unprotected?
Yes, sir, because I'm a man. I'm a man, and I know the business, and I work in healthcare. I know how to – I'm on PrEP. Next question. I'm
okay.
on PrEP. I'm protected.
Okay, I understand. I'm no disrespect. So just for sex, you willing to risk your life just for a night of sex, yo?
First of all, I risk my life every day I eat McDonald's. Sex don't concern me. I'm going to live a long longevity. If I die today, I die today. I don't live with regret. I don't live with fear.
Okay, Wally, when you step in the pile of dog shit outside, You wouldn't walk in your house with that dog shit on your bottom of your shoe, would you? But you'll have unprotected sex with another person knowing that they're HIV positive.
Yes, sir, I will. I have sex with plenty of people that's HIV positive. If I'm still negative, next caller, please. Next case.
Yes, next case, because you's one reckless, trifling motherfucker. Next case.
Okay. Thank you, caller. Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, the calls are coming in. 904-6680. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how are you?
I'm awesome. First of all, I would like to start saying the way that Les Boy just got on here and started spazzing out or whatever like that, that is one of the main reasons why a lot of people is not forthcoming in their status or whatever like that. And another thing, I personally know Danny Bond. Danny Bond used to be my boss. What's up, Danny? Danny is very open about his status. He is very informative about how you can protect yourself or whatever like that. Like, and we got to start putting the whole situation on the person who is the one that's infected. So many things out here that you can do to prevent yourself from catching HIV.
Yes, but let's be very clear, because that's some bullshit.
Danny is saying that he only has raw sex, which means if you want to sleep with Danny, he is requiring raw sex.
And I understand. And that I understand.
Now, you understand that?
No. I said people have their preferences. People have their preferences. It's up to you to allow somebody to have raw sex with you. So you gotta take part in.
That's bullshit. Why, if you know that you are HIV positive, because if you are HIV positive, you are non-detectable, you're not on any medication, and you're required, no. Fuck that. If you are HIV positive, you're not non-detectable, you're not on any kind of preventative medication, you're not on any medication at all, you know the likelihood, and Danny is saying that he's versatile, which means he might fuck you or he might get fucked. He knows at any moment he can contract HIV. That is not, you cannot possibly understand that fucking thought process. Bullshit, 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 bullshit. Next motherfucking caller. 206-6138. You're live on the air.
Oh, God. I'm just so burnt up about this whole situation. Okay, so my whole thing is I noticed that people haven't been saying, you know, because this, you require lots, but who, if you're not telling people, who gives you the right to withhold information? That's like playing God to me. Because, yes, it's of other person's responsibility to be safe because, you know, they're getting into it too. But if you're not disclosing your status, that's like, to me, that's like playing the puppeteer. You know what I'm saying? And then a thing that bugs me is when people call in and talk to you, you sound so cocky, like, yes, bitch, this is what the fuck I do, so that's just too bad for y'all. If you want to fuck with me, that's your problem, because, you know, you're trying to fuck with me. And I'm just like, you could at least have some compassion or some empathy, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't feel what you're doing is right, but I understand what you're thinking, like, it's not all about you. But really, it really is about you, because you're the one carrying the virus, even if it is undetected. Like people say, condoms are only so effective. You know what I'm saying? So even if you did use a condom and the stuff broke, or who knows, whatever could have happened, you know, and the virus is being spread to this other person, and then, you know, they find out that they're positive, and what are you going to do? You'd be like, well, that's too bad because we use protection and you didn't ask me to disclose my status.
Right. The issue, caller, is Danny is not a bad guy. But Danny has been hurt. And what he was saying was he was just living to die. So hurt people. So he didn't give a fuck about anybody else because somebody didn't give a fuck about him.
Right, and I know that he says, "Oh, that's not the truth," but I really do believe the same thing, Armand. And he was you, sir. I feel like you were retaliating against society. You were like, you know what? I got this disease, I have this virus, and fuck everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give it to as many niggas as I motherfucking want to. You know what I'm saying? But then later on, you know, maybe deep down inside, you might have some concerns like, man, maybe this ain't right. Maybe what I'm doing
is
kind of fucked up.
We got to keep it going. Thank you, Carla.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. Bitch, well, I got one more. 585-9281. You're live on the air.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
For one, give me the decision, okay? That was all bullshit. Give me the fucking decision. I don't care what you out here running around with. Bitch, give me the decision at the end of the day. That's my choice. It's not yours, okay? And for the sake of capriciousness, to not argue, I'm not even going to put it on that person to tell me. I'm putting it on myself. Bitch, I'm not about to be out here with every and anybody slinging it this way, that way, and then bitch, I'm not about to give you the opportunity to give me the choice because you cannot trust people. You shouldn't. It's not innocent to prove guilty. It's guilty to prove innocent. And that's the way people need to look at it, especially when it comes to sex and people having shit. Nobody ain't about to tell you, bitch. They may want to fuck you just because you smile in the right way. Fuck that. I'm not about to put just because you're sexual desire. No, I'm not about to let. No. To each his own, okay? And you can't trust nobody. So whatever she was talking about, I get you, girl. Yeah, it was a great conversation. But no, it's guilty until proven innocent. Okay? I'm going to protect myself before anybody else.
Right. All right. Thank you, Gravy. So listen, you guys, we're going to have to wrap up. I want to get Danny and everybody online. I'm going to finish this conversation tomorrow during the day or even
okay.
the evening so we can have more people on the live. So I hope that you guys call in because I'm going to headline this conversation. Wiley, you will be my new co-host, and we will bring this conversation back. Danny, I appreciate your courage, although I don't agree with everything you said. It takes a lot of courage to remain calm, take criticism, and take critique. So with that being
but
said,
y'all,
I appreciate you.
Can I say something, please?
Yeah.
Danny, y'all are not listening. Danny said, I let them know. Y'all are missing that part. He did not say, I keep it silent, I don't tell no. He let him know. He get on his Facebook wall. So, again, people, don't accuse Danny of something that he's not. He's not a liar. He's a truth bearer. Again, and y'all that's accusing me, Wiley, you were sleep with anything, if my dick get on hard, yes. If my dick get on hard, yes, I would do it. I don't mind.
All right.
Listen, I appreciate all of y'all. I appreciate everybody's comments and concerns and thoughts.
Danny,
and
I
want to
bring you on live
topic.
If you can. I want to bring you on live if you can.
Nico.
Tomorrow,
hey, Nico. Tell Nico to
be
call
on
in.
Time.
Call in.
I don't know who Nico is.
No. Nico, can I please just say who Nico is? Nico is from
yes.
Little Women of Atlanta on Lifetime. So, Nico, you need to call in. You are a father, you're bisexual, you need to join the conversation. You're part of the LGBT, bisexual, you have children. Call in, Nico, we need to hear your thoughts.
Yes, or we can do this in the more or in the afternoon where we can have
okay.
a bigger audience.
Yeah, yeah,
most
yeah, yeah,
people
yeah.
are asleep.
Good conversation.
Let's do it tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow. Danny, I'm going to inbox you, so you need to be, are you available tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm free.
Okay, Wiley, you're available tomorrow. Nico, if he's available, I'm not sure who, I'm not familiar with Nico, but if he's available tomorrow, that'll be great. Let's finish this tomorrow when we can have a full conversation and we can set it up. And I appreciate you all, and thank you, and have a great night. Until next time, wrap it, everybody. Wrap